This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 373 for Monday, May 3rd. I'm Glenn Halleck. Intercontinental Exchange canola futures are higher in Monday morning, as spillover from strong gains in Chicago soy oil are pushing up prices. The July contract is up $4.80 at $873.50 per ton. New crop November is up $3 at $713.20. There's additional support coming from increases in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. However, there are declines in Chicago soy meal, while soybeans are mixed. Tight supplies and dryness across the prairies continue to underpin canola values. The Canadian dollar is unchanged on Monday morning, with the loonie at 81.40 U.S. cents. In Brazil, major grain buyers are resorting to drastic measures to help ensure they receive their soybeans, as prices have doubled since producers made their often verbal commitments. ADM, Bunge, Cargill, and Louis Dreyfus are allegedly employing reams of lawyers and apparently using satellites and spies to help ensure producers deliver their soybeans rather than selling to someone else for twice the price. Later this morning, the United States Department of Agriculture will issue its weekly export inspections report. Futures International is pegging wheat exports at 400,000 to 600,000 tons, with corn at 1.5 million to 1.8 million tons, and soybeans at 150,000 to 250,000 tons. The report will be available at 10:30 a.m. Central. Also, the USDA will release its weekly crop progress report at 3 p.m. Central. The trade expects corn planting to be 30 to 35% complete and soybean planting at 25 to 30% finished. The planting of U.S. spring wheat is projected to be around the halfway mark, while winter wheat conditions are targeted to improve by 1 or 2 points. Trading for most of this week could be quiet as China continues its labor holiday, with their markets reopening on May 6th. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are slightly higher on Monday morning. The July soybean contract is up a penny at $15.35.5 per bushel. July soy oil is up 1.09 cents at 63.48 U.S. cents per pound. July soy meal is down $4 at $4.22.10 per hundredweight. Corn futures are higher on Monday morning, with the July contract up 7.5 cents at $6.81 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher as well, with the July contract up 3 cents at $4.09. Wheat futures are mixed on Monday morning. Chicago July is down a nickel at $7.29.5. Kansas City July is down 3 cents at $7.5. And Minneapolis July is up 2.5 cents at $7.66. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday morning, May 3rd. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.